he is an American football player, a running back for the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. He played college football at the University of Georgia from 2014 through 2017. In his final year, he scored the final touchdown in the Georgia Bulldogs' walk-off double overtime win against the Oklahoma Sooners. He was selected by the Patriots in the first round of the 2018 NFL draft with the 31st overall pick. As a rookie, after suffering a knee injury in training camp, which caused him to miss the entire preseason and season opener, he made his debut in week two and eventually helped the Patriots win the AFC East and earn the number two seed for the AFC playoffs. During the AFC Championship game against the Kansas City Chiefs, he had 29 carries for 113 rushing yards and two touchdowns in the 37-31 overtime victory. He broke the record for most playoff rushing touchdowns for a rookie during Super Bowl 53 against the Los Angeles Rams. He scored the lone touchdown late in the fourth quarter that gave the Patriots a 13-3 victory. Before Super Bowl 53, he spoke about his strong faith in God and in Jesus Christ, which was passed down to him from his parents, who immigrated from Haiti. He said, "Without Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, there is none of this. We get all of this glory, but the glory is not for us. It's for Him. We do this for Him. That's kind of my purpose. So really, none of this matters to me." He aims to live out what the Patriots team chaplain, Jack Easterby, taught the players in Bible study during the 2018-2019 season, encouraging them to be glory reflectors, to reflect God's glory, not their own glory. He said, "Once I step out of the house, I want people to be able to see that God is working in my life. It's not me working. It's not me doing the things that I do. It's Him applying those things in my life, giving me the opportunity to be able to reach the next person, make an impact on the platform that I have. He gave me this platform so I can be able to make an impact, and that's what it's all about. It's just reflecting Him, His glory, not mine." He says the biggest lesson God has taught him is, no matter what you're going to go through, you've got to trust Him. He's going to put you through some things, stuff you may think you can't handle at times. But if you trust Him, you'll get through it, and you'll see the light. His name is Sonny Michel. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Holy Bible says, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Super Bowl champion Sonny Michel trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to do the same. Here's how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and he's done everything for you, for he paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.